today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. We're going to speak about the noble character of the Prophet. I invite all of you to be with us. Today, Friday, is the 3rd of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to first verses of chapter Alaq from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Recite in the name of your Lord who created.
خلق الإنسان من علق.
Created man from a clinging substance.
اقرأ وربك الأكرم.
Recite, and your Lord is the most generous.
الذي علم بالقلم.
Who taught by the pen.
علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
Taught man that which he knew not.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting to note that the fact is the Prophet Muhammad was unlettered and was not taught. And at the time when the territory of Hijaz was filled with ignorance in the first verses of this surah of the Revelation, the proposition of science and the pen is emphasized, which is mentioned immediately along with the great blessing of creation. In fact, at first, these verses tell about the development of the body of man from such an unworthy things as a clot, and on the other hand, they speak about the development of his soul by means of training and education, especially by the pen.
Mustafa. Anta an-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin.
Prophet Muhammad declared, I have only been sent to perfect good moral character. The good moral character referred to here comprehensive. It includes how we conduct ourselves with our Lord, how each of us relates to his or herself, and how we treat other people. The Prophet's statement implies there are two types of good moral conduct. The first is common knowledge. People know it instinctively. The other type is that which completes and perfects it. This cannot be known without God's guidance through revelation. The Prophet Muhammad was sent to teach it to the people as part of the message he brought.
شيخ روحاني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this episode, we are going to talk about the moral and ethical characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, what we see in the victory of Mecca, the way that the Prophet ﷺ treated the Meccan people, the Meccan residents, it shows the real, actually the highest level of mercy and kindness of the Prophet to his enemies, to the enemies who wanted to kill, who decided to kill him, not only kill him, but also all his companions. But Prophet ﷺ forgave all of them. So this is a mercy. This is a manifestation of mercy and rahmah. That is why the main characteristic, the moral main moral characteristic of the Prophet ﷺ was kindness, was mercifulness. That the Prophet ﷺ was the most merciful and kind and compassionate person among the people in the whole in his whole life. So that is why in the Holy Quran, the Prophet ﷺ is introduced as Rahmatan lil Alameen. Thank you very much. Mu'akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Wa salli ala al-hadi حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي
Now we have a short look on special policies of Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet was extremely humble, a man who mended his own sandals, patched his clothes, milked his she-camel, served his family lovingly. He loved the poor and the indigent, sat with them, visited their sick, and never insulted anyone who fell into poverty on account of his poverty, nor venerated anyone wealthy on account of his wealth. He always accepted another's excuse, never dealt with anyone in any way which the latter did not like, walked with widows and with the slaves, never feared kings nor rulers, and never despised the weak. He always walked behind his companions saying, Let me turn my back only to the angels, and sometimes he walked in their midst. He always responded to whoever invited him, accepted any present, even if it were a trot or meal, and he rewarded the giver. He would only become angry with regards to the preaches of the commands of his Lord, but never for himself. He was easygoing, lenient, neither harsh nor rough, nor was he boisterous nor profane, nor pointing out people's fault, nor was he a flatterer.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
His generosity. Generosity is another hallmark of the personality of Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. He was the most generous person there could ever be. He preferred others over himself and always fulfilled the needs of anyone who came to him to ask for something. One of his companions notes, "The Prophet did not refuse to give anything which he had to someone if he asked for it." His generosity is something that Muslims should aspire to and spread the examples of his generosity to other people as well, so the world could become a better place.
This is the rahmah of Rasulullah upon us. And when we will run away from our parents, he will come to us and he will help us and ask Allah to forgive us. This is shafa'ah. This is the maqam al-mahmood that some ahadith, they tell us al-maqam al-mahmood that Allah speaks about in the Holy Quran. It's shafa'ah. And that's why there's a hadith from al-imam al-jawad where someone asks him, he tells him, what is the verse in the Quran that gives us the most hope? Arja ayah fi kitabillah. It gives us so much hope. We never despair. He asks al-Imam al-Jawad that. The Imam tells him, what do people say? Other schools of thought. He said, the narrator said, the companion said, they say this verse, وَقُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh, you who have committed sins, do not despair. Allah will forgive you of all sins. This gives us so much hope, right? No matter how many sins you do, Allah will forgive you if you do tawbah. The Imam said, there's a verse that gives us even more hope. Where? He said, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah tells Rasulullah that I will give you and give you until you say enough, until you are pleased. Whatever Rasulullah wants, Allah will give him. Can you believe that? Allah says that in the Quran, Ya Rasulullah, I will give you whatever you want. You want me to take 1 billion people just out of Jahannam into paradise? It's done. For you, Ya Rasulullah, anything. This gives us so much hope that Rasulullah will help us on that day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there for us. Now, there are hadith that say, if you take advantage of the shafa'ah and you commit sins because you say there is shafa'ah, you will not receive the shafa'ah of Rasulullah. Be careful. I've done a lecture once, there are things that prevent us, deny us from the shafa'ah of Rasulullah. One of them, if you don't pray. Someone that doesn't pray, the Prophet himself said, you will not receive my shafa'ah. La yanalu shafa'ati man istakhaffa bi salatih. Another hadith I have seen, someone that drinks alcohol. The Prophet says, you will not receive my shafa'ah if you drink alcohol, and some other things.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. It was about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, on the next episode of today's special. So accompany us. Till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي
علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي